7:46 at Rochester's Good Morning on KROC AM. Well, so far, Thursday's on first. Very successful. Just flirted with a little early rain last Thursday. Ender Goachman with Thursday's on first, and Rochester Downtown Alliance
We're two for two.
Nice start. Boy, the weather in the first one was perfect. You couldn't get any better, and the crowd was huge.
Big turnout, great weather. Couldn't ask for anything better.
We had it turned out nice last Thursday, too.
What's that?
I say it turned out nice last Thursday, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep, towards the evening there, afternoon. We had a delayed start because of weather, but we have a new weather plan in place, which we try to execute to make sure that we can.
So what is that new weather plan?
I should say it's updated. It's a revised. So that way it allows us to really ensure that we're going to have the market. But obviously safety is our number one priority. So we take a look at the weather. We get on the phone with the National Weather Forecast, National Weather Service, and we just really want to ensure that it's going to be a safe event. But we also have the ability not to delay it a little bit if we can, or postpone, so we make sure we at least have a market, unless of course there's life-threatening weather,
in which
case we have to call it. But so we were able to delay it this time around as opposed to cancel it, which is always a really great thing for everybody.
So another big Thursday coming up this week.
What Thursday isn't a big Thursday? Still have
and
six
how long is
acts.
It,
what's
guess,
that
when does it end?
August 25th, I believe, the last Thursday in August. So I think that's the 25th. But yeah, we have, like always, we have six acts this week again. It's almost like a country night out. A lot of country music in the evening. We have some world music happening on the Peace Plaza and some 60s folk rock and surf music, too.
Nice.
And as always, over 115 different vendors, food, artisan good, baked good. So it's always a really great time.
Opens up at 11 o'clock?
11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Free parking after 5.
Now, you started the Movies in the Park, right?
Yeah. So this used to be Movies in the Plaza. That was this weekend with The Intern, starring Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway. We actually had it at Central Park, so right downtown here. Just a little bit farther north on the than the
so
plaza.
How did it work out of the park? How did it work?
Went really well. We liked that location because it's a little bit darker.
Right.
The plaza is a really great venue, but it was a little bit bright, so it's kind of hard to see the movie sometimes, especially darker movies or movies that weren't lit properly, lit all that well. So we moved to Central Park, give some more space, more green space. There's some picnic tables, and we actually struck up a deal with Z Pizza where they can offer you a one extra large topping, free breadsticks, a liter of pop. They'll deliver it to you at Central Park for $25. And so the next Movies in the Park is June 25th with Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. So I had to memorize that title.
It's a great book.
I
haven't seen the movie, but it was a good book.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't read it.
My kids were really into that one.
Yeah. Sure, it was pretty good if they made it into a movie.
Sure.
So, yeah.
All right. So, and what time does that start?
They start at 9 o'clock, or dusk,
Saturday.
As soon as it's dark enough, but right around 9 o'clock usually when it starts.
All right. And then you have something called Placemakers. Explain that.
So Placemakers is Rochester's first prototyping festival. What a prototyping festival does is it basically helps solve issues like in an urban design area. So it takes ideas and basically makes them small scale so we can try them in a small scale setting first before we implement a big change to an urban setting. A good example of that would be how do we improve like bike lanes, for example? So we can prototype a good idea of what a bike lane might look like, whether it's color coordinated or whatever. We can do it small scale first before we go big scale. We've been talking about it a lot over the past few weeks with our partners, DMC and Rochester Art Center. And there's just a couple dates I wanted to get out there. We have an open call for proposals right now. The deadline for that is June 17th, and then the pitch night of these different ideas for the prototyping festival is June 27th.
Okay.
So that deadline for proposals is coming up pretty closely here. That's June 17th.
And for more information on that, you can go to the website.
Yep, downtownrochestermn.com. Everything we talked about here today is going to be on the website, from the events to Placemakers, the Rochester Prototyping Festival.
Very good.
Yeah.
Ender, have yourself a great week. We'll
you
see
too.
You on Thursday.
Yes.